92.3 WTTS. On demand.
It's 92.3 WTTS, Palmerton Hall with Jonathan Flora, director of the Heartland Film Festival award-winning documentary, which is Lieutenant Dan Band for the Common Good. Jonathan, for the uninitiated, who is Lieutenant Dan?
Well, I'm sure many fans will recognize that name. We heard Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump say it several times in the movie Forrest Gump. And Lieutenant Dan is played by, of course, Gary Sinise, who's currently the star on CSI New York.
Yeah, and I guess your documentary chronicles what he's been up to since 9/11. And could you tell us a little bit about that?
He really has stepped up to the plate, and these are big shoes to fill, but he's truly become the Bob Hope of this generation. The military folks, the guys and gals, not only are they they're truly America's finest, but they're also very perceptive. They know who's there for a photo op, and they know who really has their back. And when I went to Iraq with Gary, one of the things I was so happy for Gary to hear was that he was being thanked not just for being wherever we were at the moment, but he was being thanked for his body of work. People would say, I remember seeing you in 94 and some military post, or I saw you in 2002 in Afghanistan. And he has this incredible band, I got to tell you. It's like anybody else, when you meet somebody and become friends with them, they say, come hear my band play. You're saying, boy, I sure hope they don't stink, because you don't want to have to.
Yeah.
They're incredibly talented musicians. Most of them are out of Chicago, and they'll all fly to whatever venue that they're performing. It's a 12-piece band, and they're just phenomenal. And when you see the troops, 3 and 5 and sometimes 12, 13,000 people at a time, just jamming, they're able to forget where they are for the moment. That's bringing the taste home, and that's what Gary and the Lieutenant Dan Band do.
And I noticed your background, if I might bring that up, Jonathan. I was most curious about your directing of marketing and corporate sponsorships with the WWF.
I know. I got my master's degree in marketing and spent a short little time with the Vero Beach and L.A. Dodgers, and then ended up with the World Wrestling Federation, and 6.5 years of really learning how to market. And I was able to then bring that background out here to Hollywood, not only on a creative side as a director and producer, but having the marketing background to, you know, what good is making a movie if nobody can find out about it and get it out there?
I saw where Mrs. McMahon is running for Congress, I think.
She's running for the Senate. Senator from Connecticut. And not to get into politics that much, but I tell you what, we need people with savvy business backgrounds to help turn this country around. So I hope she does well.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.